racing.
Welcome to Mocker's Mail.
This is the big one of the year.
Proudly brought to you by Mimbet. Make a game of it.
What a race!
Mail that finds the rail.
What a finish! An electrifying race!
Well, it's upon us, Mock. The night of nights, the Melbourne Cup. We got through the heat. Now it's into the final. I'm keen.
Oh, I'm fired up. I was frothing last week. I'm a puddle. I'm a mess.
I'm excited, mate. There's plenty to talk about. I mean, what a final it's dished up. Some of the storylines, some of the dogs that have made it into it. A fan favourite of Mintbet's is in there.
No, it's a fascinating field, and it's a really interesting field from the perspective of often there's, in these heat and finals, there's a few upsets and now you get a few dogs in there that have got no chance. And what we've got is just an absolute loaded field and a fascinating draw and a map and, you know, apart from maybe the box eight, which is the fairy tale in itself. Anything can win if things go right, so it's going to be an incredible race. So we will get to that.
One of the few times you'll be up at 9:56 on a Saturday night, I'd have thought. Good reason to stay up.
Had a conversation with some friends about they don't put their kids to bed on the weekends. Ours stay up later than their parents do. They're in bed long before they are.
Well, Mock, we've got some very exciting things to talk about, but let's get the bad stuff out of the way.
Mocker's Mongrel.
Is this a...
Three-time
offender.
Three-time. Look, after his second entry to this particular area of our communications, I recanted a little because he's a trier and he always puts in... There seems to be one caveat. Whenever we're on him, he puts in an absolute shocker. The Mongrel this week, after last week's... very, very poor bold trace heat after we'd forgiven but not forgotten. Drill Sergeant, honestly, dead set. I'm never, ever, ever backing him again. And is it my fault? Maybe. Do I have anything against the dog? A lot, because he's costing me lots of money. Do I have anything against Shane Drummond and co? No, he does his best. He's a good, honest citizen. But he should have led that field. He should have been in front. Ended up, the heat ended up winning by a dog that has no business beating him. If he was out in front, he would have won. But he had a snooze. He missed the start. He blew our money again. And I'm done with Drill Sergeant. I am done with him.
What's the saying, mate? Fool me once.
Yes.
Shame on me.
Yeah.
Fool me twice. Yeah. Shame on you. What is it when it's fool me three times?
You're a fool. I don't know. I just once, twice, three times an idiot. Yes.
I'd like to say you live and you learn, but you've clearly proved that you are not learning.
Well, yes. So, again, the Mongrel is regularly me, almost as often as it is Drill Sergeant. But no.
It's a 50-50 split.
And, look, he's getting around to the Meadows on Friday night too in the 600-metre free-for-all. So get on, clearly. I'll be against him, so he's immoral. But, yeah, nah, real Mongrel area is Drill Sergeant. He had a few mates, though, Lakeview Emily again.
It was a couple.
Turn it up. And Smooth Plane was our best, and he decided to have he ran a 5:20 first split Smooth Plane last week. The last time he ran a 5:20 in a city race was, I think it was his second or third start. The snooziest he's ever been is when he's drawn one in the Melbourne Cup heat. So, no, he had a bad week last week. I don't know if that's related.
Well, let's move on, mate. Let's move on. How about that? There are two big events. We've obviously got the Bold Trice and the Melbourne Cup. So let's have a little look through at each of them.
Yes.
We'll start off with the Bold Trice, mate. I'll get you to give your opinions on this. Another Mintbet favourite, Kenya All Class here.
Indeed.
Second favourite, $3.30. Any chance?
Superb chance. So he was the winner of the Hot Heat with the favourite Black Silencer in the final, who ran on behind him. There was not many of the heats had a lot of speed in them, and Kenya All Class drawing the two in the way he's getting away and running through those first sectionals, certainly up to the winning post and into the pens. He will be in front, or very likely in front, and that's the place to be in any race you want to be. Black Silencer made some good ground against him last week and had a bit of interference back in the field, so there's certainly a case to be made that Black Silencer can beat Kenya All Class, but he's got to get through a full field. He's going to be back in the field, drawn on the inside. He's got to find his way to the outside and make some ground or get a lot of luck. You don't need luck up front. So Kenya All Class, definitely, in my mind, one of the most likely winners. The one that's going to be with him up the front is number 5, Ethanol Water, who's an old favourite of mine, and I tipped to win her heat, which she duly delivered on last week. She's possibly got the pace to cross, but they'll probably be running 1-2, and they're the ones I want to be with. I think Black Silence is big unders. I think Alice Babe's not racing anywhere near as well as she can, and she'll be well in the market. I think I'll be finding a bet in that race, but we'll probably touch on that as we go.
Dare say we will, mate. Dare say we will. And then come near 10 o'clock, we have the Melbourne Cup. What I'll do here, Mock, is I'll read out each runner.
Go.
And you give me a quick little summary of if you think they can or can't win.
Sure.
Number one, Joey the Jet. He won its heat in 29.20 from box 8 and now finds box 1.
Yes.
Is 4.20. Thoughts?
4.20 is a tight price for a dog only having its 10th start in the Melbourne Cup final, but he can definitely win. It's called the Golden Switch. Troy Little used to run a greyhound service for Melbourne punters, and that's what he called a dog going from box 8 to box 1, and box 1's a place you want to be in this field. There's a heap of pace, and Joey the Jet's got plenty of pace himself. That 5.06 first split that he ran last week, he'll need to actually better that to lead, but there's going to be some problems outside him, and if he can hold his line and just be there through the first turn, he can definitely be in the race.
Very good. Number two, Epitomise, 5.50, is the grandson of the big energy trainers,
isn't
Jackie
indeed.
And Kel, Bradley Green. I've met him once. He was a very nice guy, actually. That one, it's Heaton, 29.27 from box 5.
Very nice guy and very, very good trainer. A very young but very good trainer. Epitomise, winner of 7 out of 8. That's not a bad sort of
started
a record,
down
is
the
it?
Heelsville straight, I believe.
Did indeed. You're absolutely right. You've done your research. And he ran in a 300-metre race at start too and just about broke the clock there, ran a 16.31, which isn't messing around. But, no, he was very, very good from a middle draw winning his heat. He's also got really good pace. He ran a 4.97, then he under 5 is absolutely elite class, so he is the one that they're all going to be coming across onto in the first term. If he can, what happens with these young dogs? This is for Joey the Jet and Epitomise. They get into these sort of races and they've never had that sort of pressure. Now, how can dogs feel pressure, you think? But we're talking about actual physical pressure of other really good, usually really big, really strong dogs around them, where they're used to just zooming away and running their own races. Particularly drawn inside, how do they react? Can they actually stand up under that sort of pressure? Or you know, they have never felt it before, and these are dogs and they are animals of habit. If something new happens to them, how do they react? Is it a fight or flight syndrome? Both the 1 and the 2 can certainly win, but they're in uncharted territory. When we get further out in this field, there's a lot of dogs that have been in this situation before.
Well, the next one's a bit of an older hero, the 2023 Phoenix winner,
yes.
Trained by pizza shop owner Jihad Talji.
Yes.
What are our thoughts on Scalacci?
Well, our thoughts on Scalacci last week, he was the bolter in the pod, so I hope you had a collect on that, even though I didn't end up backing him. He had the favours in the draw, I thought, last week, which is why I was happy to be with him. He's not getting away as quick as some of the others here. Interesting in the interview after the race when they were talking to Jihad, he'd said that he really wanted to draw an odd-numbered box so he can get in before the others and have more time to settle himself. So if you're getting in an odd-numbered box, you know, 1's the place to be. But, you know, 3's a good draw for him in and of itself. He's got some super, super pace outside him. He might be best served to actually miss the start a step and a half and be able to get in behind him, because I don't think he can lead. And Jihad says if he can't lead, he can't win. So I'm going to be against Scalacci.
Very good. The Bullet from the West, Sunset Frazier, led the whole way.
He did indeed. Weren't we all having sand grabber flashbacks last week as he just stormed away from them down the back? And look, there was he ran that obviously record second split to break the great Fernando Bales record, and there was a fair bit of surprise. And it's obviously a very fast time, but I can't say I was particularly surprised. If he got the start right, he's got this incredible muster, and he basically did it in Western Australia. He just didn't have the strength back then. He showed in his win last week that strength is coming along. He got 29 flat, which is a great, great time. He's just got to get the start right. If he doesn't step, he's got dogs all around him. If he steps, he's going to lead. And if he leads, he can certainly win. He'll be in my numbers, I think. But the 4 draw here compared to the 1 last week is where he's going to find a bit more pressure and a bit more trouble.
Will it be a bit of deja vu for Miss Envy jumping from box 5 again after winning his heat?
How's Miss Envy going? So 12 of 18, no one had a word about her coming into this series. She won the national sprint and everyone's like, national sprint's not good anymore. But she, you know, she beat good dogs, including our Smooth Blade, on their merits. And then comes here, 2 starts in Melbourne, 29.26, 29.16, beating, you know, really good fields. More pressure again here. Can she lead running 505s, 506s from a middle box? I don't think so. But we keep saying she can't win and she keeps winning. I don't want to pin her completely, but that's a really, really tough draw for her.
On to the favourite explicit, arguably the premier dog of recent times. You know, he's only started, had an SP high of $2.50 four times in its 35 right? start career.
That is a fascinating, I did not know that. I'm not surprised by it now you say it, because obviously he's the fastest dog getting about, but you're probably, even though he's won 25 out of 35, you're probably behind the level stakes given that. Look, he was impressive in his heat win. He did get things his own way. He got the room early, he could muster up, and he ran a 497 himself. Look, if he needs to do that again. There's a knock on him. I don't know if I necessarily subscribe to it completely, but, you know, he hasn't really, really taken apart a great field. Right, got her out quickly, found the front, broken him up and run a, you know, a 29 or a sub-29 here, which he is more than capable of doing and has done on a couple of occasions time-wise. Drawn six, lots of pace inside. Plenty of dogs that get out quickly. Can he win? Obviously. Is he my top pick? Maybe he's in the mix, but he's started as favourite. He's going to drift. You can add a number to your 250 SP profile, because by the time Saturday night comes around, if he's not out of favouritism, he'll be very close to it. He can certainly win, but he's no value for me.
That's it. And then move over. It's big energy, like a fine wine. He just ages incredibly well. The grandpa of the field.
He is.
Can he get there? Can he get redemption from his Sandgroper defeat?
We did say redemption last week a couple of times. And look, what he did well last week, he had to overcome not leading.
He's only very, one to not lead and win.
Yeah, correct. He was... All the two previous wins, he'd found the front, he had the space outside him, and he just raced away from him, was far too good. Last week, he had to actually come from behind from, pretty good dogs getting out in front of him. There's no messing about with Stormy Day when he's on his game. He's very hard to lead. So he had to sit outside him, work hard off the rail, and then get to the front and then hold off a closer. He did everything right. I mean, Deadly Avenger flew home, and if he gets in the field, then Deadly Avenger, for whatever reason, is going to be very hard to beat. But, Big Energy did everything right. Now, he's going to have to do it again. Can he do it again? I think there's actually a scenario where he can. Explicit, not a crasher, but does want to get across to the fence. He's going to be getting away with all that speed inside him. There should be a bit of room outside. Now, Buddy Minnelli can step okay. We'll get to him shortly. But he's not a speedster early. And Big Energy's first splits in his last three will make sure that he's clear of Buddy Minnelli into the first, 20 to 50 metres. If he's out in the middle of the track, being able to accelerate, who knows what's happening back closer to the rail. It Correct. Could work out for him like it worked out from Scalacci from the same box last week. So he's in the conversation for mine.
And then the rank outside of the field, Buddy Minnelli, in two words or less, mate, any chance?
I want to give him more than two words, because there's not too many dogs that make consecutive Melbourne Cup finals. So big tick to Lynn Smith and the crew for getting him up and about. You don't need to look far to see that his winning heat time was far, far slower than everything else, and he had a lot of luck. I'll get the field day later. So he was drawn one then. He gets the negative golden switch, whatever that's called, the poopy switch.
Mm-hmm.
He's got none, but I want to pay tribute to him for actually making the final. A veteran, he's having his 68th start. That's far more than the rest of them, and he deserves a lot of respect.
I believe the trainer did say that she wasn't wanting box one after what happened last year.
Yeah, true.
She wanted wide box to steer clear of any potential trouble.
Well, hopefully Buddy and the rest all get around safely and everyone gets a fair crack, and that's going to be one of the issues we have here. Hopefully there's not too many trying to get to the same space in the first turn, and the most important thing is safe passage for all, but it's going to be a race.
It'll be a race. And that was great insight from you, Mock. Now let's get on to the real good stuff.
Who's a good boy? It's Mocker's best mate.
Who are we going to be thanking later on Saturday?
It's a good question. So it's a really good card outside the two group ones, obviously. There's a few group three races, and one of them is the race six, the Cup Night Stayers. So these are for the dogs that didn't quite make it through to the Bold Trees final. Now, they haven't got all the third and fourth place getters. It's a bit of a fall away from a quality of field here, and I don't think there's too many winning chances. And the one I think is quite clearly in the best form of all of this lot is race six, number six, Shake and Bake. Now, ran fourth behind Kenya All Class in the heat. Now, fourth out of six is not necessarily super, or four out of five indeed, because it was only five dog field. Not super form, but you know, he ran times that you know would have won some of the other heats. He was very much in the strongest heat, had to come from a middle draw there. He's coming out of six, which isn't a great draw, but all the pace is on his inside. He can work in, sit behind them. Lethal Sniper on the inside in the red. It's going to lead. It's going to get tired. I think Reiterate some sort of chance, but I'm still a bit iffy on him at the back end, the 700 as well. The stronger stayers like Payback and the like, they're going to be settling behind Shake and Bake. I think barring any accidents, he probably gets himself to the right spot. He was about $3.40, $3.50 yesterday when I was looking at it, and that to me is a really good price for what I think is you know, fairly comfortably the best dog in this field for now, certainly for a stayer, and he's one I'll definitely be backing. So best mate, race six, number six, Shake and Bake.
Arguably always your most confident bet, so just remember punters though, imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Well, Bock, that's the best, mate. That's the one we are most confident in. The next is probably the one where we can find a bit of value.
Bockers value.
All right, we go to race eight, Mock. Race eight, we find the favourite in the one, Black Silencer.
We do.
All right, then it goes to Kenya All Class at $3.30.
Yes.
And you want me to take a look at number five, Ethanol Water, at $6.
I do indeed. Now, Ethanol Water, we flagged this when we gave her a little run through the Bold Trace before. It's a middle draw, but there's room for her. Kenya Amy drawn on her inside's not going to challenge her early and going to go a bit left. She's going to get some room to get going. I think Kenya All Class leads her, but there are circumstances where she can get away, find the front and lead. Even if she doesn't lead, she's shown that she can be strong at the back end of the 700. I keep going back to that heat of the Sydney Cup where she was absolutely sensational. She's mixed her form a little bit since then. I was a bit iffy on her a couple of weeks ago, but I thought she'd you know, shown a bit racing outside dogs the last couple of starts, and her heat win was really good. She's got a reasonable map, and at $6 against, you know, I don't think Black Silencer's any sort of value whatsoever at the price he's become. He opened at a reasonable price, but he's been very well supported. Kenya All Class is about the right price. He's definitely the one I think is the most likely winner. But the value for me, Ethanol Water, going to get a clear run up front, proven dog both at the trip and two wins out of four at this venue at the 715. And she's a tough old bird, and she will definitely stick around when the others are getting tired. So best value, race eight, number five, Ethanol Water. But we say, as we always do, very best of luck to friend of the pod, Corey Smith, who's now already had a Group 1 winner, so stop being greedy.
Correct.
And let Ethanol Water win, because the dailies have hardly had any.
Now, having a look at the rundown, I have a feeling that this next one's going to make a few people in WA and a few people in this office very, very happy.
Which dog we watching this week, Mock? It's Mocker's Bolter.
The Bolter comes up in race 10, the Melbourne Cup. And who is it, mate?
It's a good question. Haven't we all turned around? I all turned around on race 10, number 7, Big Energy. Thank you for the ka-ching. Beautifully done. It's like we've been doing this for a while. I reckon there's jamming coming in this first turn. Oof. I reckon there's going to be a bit of a mess. Particularly as I was referencing earlier, those dogs on the inside, Joey the Jet epitomised, they are super, super talented dogs, and they're probably going to get away well. I mean, I won't say they're faultless, but they have excellent first split, not just numbers but consistency. Joey the Jet a little bit slower. So they're going to be in the race for the starters, and then the dogs are going to come across. Sunset Frazier, we saw what he did last week. Miss Envy's got good speed and Explicit, takes that step or two, but then off he goes. By the time they get to the post, there's going to be four, maybe five dogs where you expect one or two to fit, and there's going to be some bumping. Can Big Energy get away clean enough, avoid Buddy Manelli, and just hold that line like he likes to do and get really revved up and come to a point where there's three or four of them squeezing up together, they lose momentum and he sails past into the pens? That's the question. Now, he's $7.50 or thereabouts. That to me is a price that we can certainly take for a dog that's run five times under 29 here, and one from coming from behind from not necessarily a sticky draw, but a little bit of a sticky map last week. He's shown a little bit more versatility. He loves this track. He loves box seven. I think he can win, and he's certainly a dog that I'll be having a bet on in that $7.50 range. So the Bolter is our very, very good friend. Race 10, number 7, Big Energy.
There it is. I'm excited now. That's got me up and about. It's got me up and about so much that this next segment, I'm up and about for it as well.
Line them up, punters. It's Marcus Malti.
If there's ever a night, mate, if there's ever a night to land on any race multi, it is Saturday.
Look, the word if's doing a lot of heavy lifting in that sentence, but let's go with your premise. I'm not going to waste too much time boring you with this. Let's just get straight into it and get the losers out of the way. The scratchings, as Benny Clifton likes to call them. All right, first leg, race 7, really, really good race is the Cup Night Sprint, which is for basically the repercharge, or the consolation, if you like, for the star dogs that missed out on the final. Excavation's in it, Smooth Plains in it, Blue Camaro's in it, Vincent Bale's in it, Grand Tourer's in it. There's stars everywhere. Good Odds Cobber Group 1 winner out there in 8. Even Ollie Bale, who I thought was pretty poor last week. Super Field, the one I haven't said yet. Thank you. Race 7, number 1, Mapunga Tully. We saw what she did two starts back in her prelude when she ran super, super time. I think she's got a really nice map here. Excavation is going to hold his line, maybe even get up the track a little bit. The pace is outside them. I think they can come together. Perhaps if Excavation doesn't get away super quick, certainly Blue Camaro, Vincent Bale and Good Odds Cobber want to get across. Mapunga Tully gets all the room back to the inside. I want her for top 2. Maybe one can run past her, but she gets the beautiful map. Race 9 is the second leg of our Any Race Multi. It's a free-for-all, so it's the third best race of the night. And it's
your
got
a namesake.
Thank you. I've got I'm a Mustang, Warm Cockle, Stormy Day, and Flying Zulu in it. I think Flying Zulu is absolutely none. If you want a dog to lay on the night, Race 9, number 7, Flying Zulu, drawn outside Mackinaw Peach, who wants to get to the outside fence. And I think Flying Zulu is going far worse than he has been in recent times. I want to be with Race 9, number 1, I'm a Mustang, into top 2. And then Race 11, our third leg, getting towards the end of the night. So it's a mixed 4-5, but it's a pretty strong field as well. And I'm really, really keen on Race 11, number 3, Rihanna's Pride. I think she's got the pace to lead. There's no pace on her inside. She'll find the front. She'll be very, very hard to run down. Very likely to back her, but for any race multi, she'll be top 2. So Race 7, number 1, Mapunga Tully, top 2. Into Race 9, number 1, I'm a Mustang, top 2. Into Race 11, number 3, Rihanna's Pride, top 2.
Very good, mate. For a segment you said you're going to whip through.
Yeah.
Certainly took a bit longer. But on the night of nights, it would only make sense that your signature move lands.
It's the blast in the last. Mocker's signature move.
Well, obviously we go to race 12, mate.
Yes.
Who do we go to, though?
It's not a bad race, as you'd expect on a night like this. It's a great fight, but it's not a shocking race. But there's a dog here that's coming back from a very, very long break who I think is extremely talented and is in very, very capable hands. Race 12, number 7, Zygon Bale. Had 7 months off. He went over to Mount Gambier after having some good runs in provincial Victoria. And I'm not sure if he was injured or not, but he's off the scene for a long, long time. Resumed at Horsham back at the start of November and missed the start completely, as they tend to do when they've been away for a while. And then he was back to Horsham, the 485 last time. He wasn't fast away, but he was okay away. He got a lovely run and he rediscovered his zest for racing. He burned away and won by a nice margin. He's got a great record here at Sandown. He's got a 29.54 win over Mackinaw Peach. He's got a win over Mapunga Mustang. That's moving in any way you look at it. And he's a class dog. I think he's probably an off-season free-for-all dog up against some, not bad but not great grade fives. The problem is his map. He needs a little bit of luck early, but most of the pace is heading to the inside. He's got really good track sense. Hopefully he finds a way to get through the field, through that first turn. If he's got free running, he's too quick for these. Race 12, number 7, Zygon Bale.
Very good. Love it. Perfect. Very happy. Now, Mock, let's look ahead.
The early word.
Any musings for the days ahead, mate? I know Saturday we've just covered in extreme detail, thanks to you.
Thank you.
But what about Friday?
Friday night at the Meadows. It's a pretty good meeting. What you find is a lot of good 600-metre racing on this night for the off-meeting because, you know, there's no 600-metre Group 1, so there's a really strong free-for-all and a couple of other good races at 600. So we'll have our full service for Friday night as well as Saturday night on the group and also posted on the X.
So you're not going to any concerts this Friday, are you, mate?
I'm actually going out with some friends tomorrow night, so I'll be multitasking.
Won't have your full and undivided attention.
No. That's probably for the best the way I'm going at the moment. But look, if there's any sort of price available Friday, race 6, number 3, field day, my giddy aunt, how much should he have won his heat by? Oh, I'm still bleeding over that one. Got Lakeview Emily in the one who's going to leave a bit of room. Shana Bale's going to go left. He's drawn 3. He's got no pace outside him. He gets 2-3 strides to get moving and he's going to blow these away. Hoping for 2:30 or 2:40 about field day, and I'll be piling into him, try and make some money back that I lost last week. So it's a good meeting at the Meadows on the Friday night, so get around that as well.
Perfect, mate. Well done today, mate. It's been a very good episode with plenty. Is there anything else you need to say?
No. I'm just looking forward to the big night. It's we think the greatest race in the world, certainly the one with the greatest history and the most prestige, and everyone wants to win it. And we've come up with just an extraordinary field, so deep and so rich and so many opportunities and so many possibilities. So really looking forward to it.
It's got the hairs on the back of on the back of my back standing up, I guess, whatever that means. But also to all the listeners, make sure you do follow us on socials. Make sure to get into the Mocker's WhatsApp chat because, yes, on Friday night he will give a full service. But then also the WhatsApp group will be absolutely pumping with the likes of Corey Smith, Dan Hibbard. They'll obviously give their suggestions and picks as well as the Mocker's, obviously, great insight. And hopefully we can all find a few winners. That's all I'll say.
Good luck, everybody.
Good luck, punters.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another cracking episode proudly brought to you by MintBet. Make a game of it. Be sure to check us out on socials and head over to mintsports.com.au for the freshest entertainment in sports.
Think, is this a bet you really want to place?